We'll start with you, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to Los Angeles, one of the stars of the LA Theater Works production of Lillian Hellman's classic, The Little Foxes, which opens the UCLA 2018-2019 season.
Thank you.
So what brought you to this part?
Actually, Jared. He called me saying, would I be interested? And I automatically said yes, just to work with Jared. Then I read it, and it's a fascinating play. I had to read it a few times just to come to grips with the viciousness of it.
Well, it's a classic 20th century play. It took Broadway by storm in 1939, and yet it is produced year after year. Are you finding relevance in the material?
Family-wise, it's very relevant. It's an incredible family saga, completely devoid of love and just greed. It's a fascinating play.
And tell us a little bit about your part.
Well, I'm playing Oscar, the younger brother, and he's been married to this lady, and basically she realizes from early stages that he only married her to get property and money. He's very cold and cruel, with just moments of fleeting possible kindness, and they're really out for what they can get. It's fascinating.
Well, once again, thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing it. And Jared Harris, welcome.
Hello.
How did LA Theater Works come into your sphere of work, which is very impressive, from Mad Men on?
My neighbors here in Los Angeles, Martin Jarvis and Ros Ayres. Ros Ayres is directing this one, and she asked me if I was here and would I be interested in doing it, and I said, anything for you, Ros. She's both absolutely delightful. I mean, it's great fun, you know? It's great fun to do something like this. You get to do some acting, but you don't have the pressure of having to learn the lines, which takes such a long time. And there's an audience, so it's still a performance. It's got its own unique challenges because you have to understand the role very, very clearly, but perform it into a microphone. And of course, there's an audience there, so you still need to give them something as well. So it's a really interesting challenge.
Gentlemen, you are two of three sons of one of the great actors of our lifetime, your father, Richard Harris. Was it inevitable that you would both go into acting?
You know, I was more of an introvert, and Jamie has much more of an extrovert's personality. He was the lead singer in a band for a long time, and he enjoyed being in front of an audience.
I was in a band called Halcyon Days in London and Ireland. And I did love live performances. Our band wasn't that good. That was the only drawback. And to be honest, in the 80s, there was a fair number of people living in London who were in bands. You didn't have to be that good, but you had to be better than we were, I suppose. We didn't have auto-tuning back then. If you couldn't sing, it would soon become apparent. Whereas nowadays, the microphone automatically puts you in tune.
And please forgive me, I'm sure you get this, but did your father hit that note when he sang MacArthur Park?
Not in the beginning, he didn't. In fact, there was a point at which when he was touring, he toured with a cabaret act for a couple of years. On those ones he did, but not when he was just sort of popping in and singing the song off the cuff, if you like, because that's a fairly high note to hit. Takes some discipline to find it.
Well, I'll tell you, I started on the radio in 1977, and at every radio station I ever worked at, it was one of the most requested songs.
It's funny because it started out here. It was the B-side to Didn't We, which was a big hit, and it was a disc jockey out here, and he was fed up with having to play the same old songs, and he said, you know, let's just flip this one over and see what's on the other side. And it was a 7.5 minute song. And they got such an incredible response for requests to replay that song that they ended up releasing it as an A-side of its own. So it was due to a radio station out here that MacArthur Park became a hit.
Here in Los Angeles, at MacArthur Park, every so often the songwriter Jimmy Webb comes out and does the song.
Yeah, good old Jimmy. We saw him in Ireland a couple of years ago.
Well, gentlemen, we're very excited about you coming to Los Angeles.
Hang on a sec. I just got to quickly say, Kerry, Jamie's being modest. Jamie has a very good voice, and if there was a problem with the band, it would have been the other bands harmonizing with his voice. But Jamie can sing.
Oh, Jared, thank you so much.
Jared Harris of Harry Potter, Mad Men, and The Crown fame, and Jamie Harris, who we know from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and soon-to-be-released 2019 television series Carnival Row. Both are starring in L.A. Theater Works' new production of The Little Foxes, also starring Tim DeKay of White Collar and American Crime, and HBO's Here and Now with Holly Hunter fame. You can get your tickets at latw.org, and the recorded broadcast will be available for streaming as well. I'm Carrie Tombazian for 94.7 The Wave.